This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know you got to go out and be safe during this whole COVID thing. You man, people, they should have listened to us. Now states have got to pull stuff back. They thought they were having fun. Arizona's governor's like, all right, guys, never mind, go back. But we knew all along because we've been wearing our masks. And if you want a cool mask, check out the KISW face mask because you can represent The Rock wherever you go. Got the cool skull on there, The Rock logo.
Just put it on and you don't have to throw groceries around in a grocery store.
No, you don't.
Problem solved.
Yeah. And, of course, each mask, a portion of each sold, goes to the Washington State Nurses Association. They do a lot of great work providing education and resources to nurses across the state. That's a good thing. You want to get the info? You want to buy one of these masks? Just check it out. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
To turn down for some tequila.
Charge out,
we're doing
tequila. All right, then there you go.
Or tacos, or whatever you're into.
Sure.
Get both. Why not?
All right.
All right. Today we have Josh from Tacoma. Josh, are you there?
Morning.
Good morning, Steve. What is Josh playing for?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Say it again.
Nothing.
Woo!
Something right. To be named later.
Oh, how exciting! Now get out. For those playing at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth is between the moon and the what else?
Sun.
Yes. What does the acronym RBI stand for in baseball?
Runs batted in.
Yes. Which brand of gin is named after the guards at the Tower of London?
Seagram's.
No.
London Dry.
How many inches are in 2 yards?
36.
No.
120.
No.
Hold on, 2 yards.
You can do it.
How many inches you said?
Yes.
72.
Yes! Woo! What color sweater does Velma typically wear in Scooby-Doo?
Orange.
Yes. What band wrote and recorded the Big Bang Theory's theme song?
Pat.
Who did the voice of the title character in the 2019 movie Pokemon Detective Pikachu?
Pat.
Opening a bottle of champagne with a sword is known as what?
Dumb.
No. You have four correct.
All right. It's not horrible.
Okay, Josh. That's
it's not
what,
great.
That's what the last caller got and ended up winning.
Yeah, that's true.
So hopefully Steve will do just as terrible
here comes
as he did.
There he is.
All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
I wasn't ready last time.
No, I was far from ready.
Hopefully you'll get more
than one.
Actually
the exact opposite of ready.
A lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth is between the moon and what else?
The sun.
Yes.
Dang.
What does the acronym RBI stand for in baseball?
Runs batted in.
Yes. Which brand of gin is named after the guards at the Tower of London?
Buckingham?
No.
Hello?
Gin. Oh, man. I can see the bottle. Oh, my gosh. Pass. Oh.
How many inches are in 2 yards?
72.
Yes.
Yes.
What color sweater does Velma typically wear in Scooby-Doo?
Orange?
Yes.
Nice.
What band wrote and recorded the Big Bang Theory's theme song?
They might be Giants. No. Crap. Bare Naked Ladies.
Yes.
Nice.
Who did the voice of the title character in the 2019 movie
Beef
Pokemon
Eater.
Detective Pikachu? And yes for the gin question.
Woo! What was the question? Sorry.
Who did the voice of the title character in the 2019 movie Pokemon Detective Pikachu?
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Josh Gad.
No.
Donkey. Henry Winkler.
No.
Yes.
Opening a bottle of champagne with a sword is known as what?
Dangerous.
Yes, but no.
Popping tops?
Popping tops.
Popping bottles. Steve, you got 6 correct and have beaten Josh.
Sorry, Josh.
You did way better this time than last time.
That's for
started
sure.
off hot and then it kind of fell apart, but I got the win.
That's right.
Another one bites the dust.
Oh, yeah.
Another one bites the dust.
Oh, yeah.
You did eventually get the brand of gin that named after the guards at the Tower of London.
That was bothering me the entire time.
You're just picturing the bottle. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
I knew that one. I was like, oh, if he knows that one, then I would lose. Yeah, you got it.
You did get the Bare Naked Ladies for the Big Bang Theory's theme song. BJ, did you know that?
Of course.
All right, just making sure. I know it's your jam.
Yeah.
I know Vicky will know this. Who did the voice of a Pokemon Detective Pikachu?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Of course.
Deadpool.
Even I knew that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Vicky, that's why Vicky wanted to see that movie.
I know.
Well, she likes Pokemon, too.
And opening a bottle of champagne with a sword is known as sabering.
Oh, sabering. Man, Steve, we could have tried that.
In case you want to do that this weekend.
Yeah.
I did it over New Year's Eve.
I say it's we go to Buffalo
dangerous.
And do it.
Yeah. Buffalo sabering.
That's why
wait,
not?
So you use an actual sword and open up a bottle of wine? Or champagne?
Well,
I used
a knife, but knife, sword, kind of. I didn't have a sword. That'd be hella cool, though.
That's not sabering. I'm not sure what that is, but you're at least on the right track.
Hey, I tried, okay? Yeah. But someone
buttering.
Who's doing it
buttering.
With a little butter knife. Someone who did it with me actually sliced his hand open.
Oh!
So I just did it once and then called it a knife.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, congrats, Steve, on beating Josh.
Thank you. Felt good.
All you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get a prize. But unfortunately, nobody did that. So caller number, was it 6?
6. Yes.
Caller 6, 206-421-ROCK. You are a winner today, caller number 6. We don't know what you're going to win, but you're going to get it. This is something that's really cool if you're a sci-fi fan like me. This is considered one of the best sci-fi movies of all time, though it's very slow. I don't know if it holds up with all the action that we've got now on the screen, but Stanley Kubrick, who is also known for other movies besides 2001, A Space Odyssey, he did that in 1968. It was a pretty revolutionary movie at the time. And he also did something that was revolutionary is he destroyed what the people thought almost pretty much all of the props and wardrobe. The reason being is that movie companies would borrow stuff and he didn't want any of his stuff seen in any other movie. He wanted his movie to be unique and he knew that, you know, movie companies like MGM or whatever and Fox back in those days would just borrow a lot of stuff to save money on other movies' costs.
I bet there's a BuzzFeed article out there that has like side by side comparisons of props and costumes that were used in 2 different movies.
Yeah.
I got to imagine if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be BuzzFeed because they have all the dumb articles.
Turns out he didn't destroy everything, though, and the spacesuit from the film's leading character is up for auction. Many believe that it could fetch between $200,000 and $300,000.
Probably more if Paul Allen was still alive.
Oh, you got that right.
They'd easily get $300,000.
He would want this. There's he would put this in the MoPop. You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I wonder if somebody from the Allen family will understand the importance of this artifact and probably do it anyway and go get it.
Oh, for the museum purpose.
And also to honor Paul.
Well, because Paul would want that.
I mean, you're absolutely right, Steve. He would get this. I mean, I would be shocked if he wouldn't because this is not something that anybody thought existed. So you know Paul Allen would be all over this. I'm sure he had to be a big fan of
that.
But I don't
know if anyone in his family, granted they have a lot of money, I don't know if they would warrant dropping $300,000 just to, you know, because Paul would have loved it.
Well, I'll just tell you this.
If they put it in Mopop, then maybe.
Yeah, Mopop is, that's what I'm saying. Mopop, that's where Paul put his stuff anyway, as later in his life. I don't know what he had at his house, but he put everything that he had, all his cool stuff in Mopop, in the sci-fi.
You get it, and then you charge $50 for anyone that wants to put the suit on and take a picture.
$50 after you just spent $300,000 on it, that you're only going to charge 50?
Yeah, because after over time, you'll make that money back.
That's going to be a lot of $50 pictures, Steve.
That's very true.
Yeah, all right. So, if you don't remember the movie, I think Cara Delevingne was the name of the guy that played the part of David Bowman, and he realizes that Hal is spying on the crew.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Where the hell did you get that idea, Hal?
Although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your lips move.
I mean, I should have known. He sounds like a creepy douche.
Oh, it's a very creepy computer. It was really awesome.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm a douche.
Yeah. It was pretty trippy. I mean, back then, you're like, holy crap, this is the first moment, Steve, like in your life where you go, AI is going to kill us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when did this movie come out?
1968.
Yeah. And it was Cara Delevingne. Or Delay.
I think Cara Delevingne is how he said it.
But yeah.
Yeah, I always confuse him and Bruce Dern. But Cara Delevingne was the guy.
I don't remember anything about this movie other than the music.
Oh, yeah, and the monolith and the apes jumping around. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. It was trippy. The movie was just really a big trip. I have to go back and watch it now, see if I appreciate it more as an older dude.
What was the main track? It was like, boo doo 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 doo. Was that it?
No, that's Close Encounters.
Oh, damn it.
No.
I like that one. Oh, Ric Flair's theme song.
No, it's boom, not Ric boom, freaking boom, Flair's theme.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm done with you.
What? It's Ric Flair's theme song.
It's not. He shouldn't have used it. It's
why?
It's a stealing bastardization of a great movie, and some wrestler is using it.
Some wrestler.
Yeah,
Ric
exactly.
Flair.
Yeah, whatever.
The greatest, one of the greatest,
the greatest
of all
apparently
time.
Thief of themes. He could go up with his own theme.
Well, back in the day, they didn't come up with their own themes. Everyone used different songs. Like, I remember the Road Warriors used Black Sabbath. That's what I loved about them.
Well, I give Ric Flair credit. He did pick a sci-fi thing, so I'm hoping that maybe he was a sci-fi fan.
Oh, yeah, he always talked about taking ladies on Space Mountain.
Is that what he always talked about?
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Clearly he loves sci-fi.
Yeah, that's close enough. That's great. Well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Whatever it is, we'll be taking your calls and your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's simple, man. The show is yours. That doesn't mean Steve doesn't have a rule, though.
It's a simple rule, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to go. Yeah. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I said, BJ, did you hear Carl Reiner passed away?
I did. I saw that earlier this morning, and I'm old enough to care, I suppose.
I know, it was an interesting thing just to show a difference of generations, because you saw the news, and you're like, oh, man, Carl Reiner died. And I'm like, I don't know who Carl Reiner is. I know his son.
Yeah, you know Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner. And then Danny and Vicky were just like, I don't even know his son.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, man. Carl Reiner worked with some greats over the years. You guys don't know Sid Caesar, but he was a comedy great, and so Carl worked with him. Then Carl worked with Mel Brooks. Carl created the Dick Van Dyke Show. He was on it as well, which was the a black and white television show that had Mary Tyler Moore on there and a lot of great performers. And it was a very, very popular sitcom in the 60s. Yeah, it was he did a lot of cool stuff, and Mel Brooks. And, of course, his son, Rob Reiner, has become a great talent and director himself. And
I didn't even know his dad was famous. I mean,
98 years old. He had a great life, that's for sure. I mean, as far as he had a successful life. I don't know how great his life was. But, I mean, how about you're the dude, you're a great, great performer and a great creator of comedy. Then your son goes out and does great things, too. You know, and I don't know what kind of, if there was any kind of rivalry, you know, father-son kind of thing. You have no idea when you like to think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I just don't know because they both were really good. And of course, Rob is still really good. Didn't he do The Princess Bride, Rob Reiner? I think that was his movie. And, you know, so they both had amazing careers. And so Carl, 98 years old. And was Carl Reiner the Princess Bride? Yeah. And that's a beloved movie.
And he was Meathead, wasn't he?
Yeah, in All in the Family.
That's what I remember, because it was the greatest nickname ever for a character on the television. Well, not the greatest, but it's up there. I think, what was it?
Boner
from Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I love that Vicky knew exactly who I was talking about.
Yeah.
Then Cockroach from... from the Huxtables or Cosby Show.
Yeah.
And then Meathead.
You don't have Screech in there anywhere?
No.
No Skippy from Family Ties?
Skippy wasn't a bad nickname.
Yeah.
But I'd go Boner, Cockroach, Meathead.
Oh, really? Meathead's on top.
And then
top
Horshack.
Of me. Yeah. Oh, Horshack. Yeah. I think that was his name.
Conversation.
I feel like Horshack actually was his name.
Was it his name?
I think it was his last name, yeah.
His last name was not Horshack.
Arnold Horshack. Yeah, I believe it was.
Really?
Yeah, that was his last name.
What name?
It's probably a real name. There's probably people out there named Horshack.
Horshack?
Yeah, I mean, there's Rorschach, like the guy that made the images. Why wouldn't there be a Horshack if there's a Rorschach?
So it was Ron Palillo, right?
Yeah, Ron Palillo played Arnold Horshack, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was his actual last name?
Yeah.
In the show?
Pretty sure.
Interesting.
Vinnie Barbarino. I can't remember.
Barbarino, that's a good one, too.
I can't remember Washington's first name, and Epstein, and I can't remember his first name. But, you know, Juan Epstein. I think it was Juan Epstein.
Juan Epstein, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Epstein was great.
What a touching tribute to Carl Reiner. Because we've gone to welcome back, Carter.
Well, no, just like, you know, let's say if you have a favorite nickname in television, let us know.
Yeah, again, a touching tribute.
Would be number one.
Carl Reiner never had a nickname, and his son
did.
Yeah, there you go.
Someone said he also did the Ocean's movies, 11, 12, and 13.
He did, Carl Reiner?
That's according to one texter.
I had no idea that he did those movies. Well, good for Carl.
He was also, some says it Ocean's 11. A lot of people are texting in about Ocean's 11.
I didn't realize Carl was
the older guy in Ocean's 11.
Oh, he was in it. He didn't actually, I don't know if he was actually the director and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Because he made a lot of good stuff. And he and Mel Brooks made a good team for stuff. Reiner and Brooks, I think, did a lot of comedy albums. They did stuff like The Oldest Man or the 100-Year-Old Man or something like 100,000. I guess you could tell I remember completely. It was a little bit before my time, I think, those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it's tough when you see somebody. Now, granted, he's 98. Yeah. So, I mean, people of his peers and generation passed away. Here's the sad irony. If you remember, we played Max Brooks's pleading with people to not go out and, you know, mix, you know, really stay at home and wear masks and do COVID. And Max was at his dad's house, Mel Brooks, and he had said, look, I'm staying away from my father because I don't want to take a chance on destroying a whole generation of people. And one of the people he talked about is he didn't want to, like, you know, infect Carl Reiner. And it was so that's the sad irony is that Carl passed away, but it was natural causes, had nothing to do with COVID.
Right, right.
So,
98, though.
98 years old. It's a good life.
Mm-hmm.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Ken in Tacoma, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going, folks?
Not too bad, Ken. What you got for us, buddy?
So, in this day and age, I think we need more bad jokes, and they have a really, really bad one.
Okay.
All right. Where do you take someone who gets hurt playing peekaboo?
Where do you take someone who gets hurt playing peekaboo?
To the ICU.
actually pretty good.
That's a solid dad joke.
That's a solid dad joke.
I'll be nervous because, you know, we have Sarah filling in for the Rev doing the phone screening. I'm like, what kind of bad joke are we talking?
Yeah.
That was a good bad joke.
Good job, Ken. Thank you, sir.
Very fun.
Thanks, guys.
The kids could use it.
There goes Ken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to use it. You're going to remember that one. You got to remember that one because you're going to be playing peekaboo with Tatum soon.
Oh, yeah, we already are, man.
Oh, she's already into it.
We started playing chess. She's very smart.
Oh, she went right from peekaboo to chess.
Yeah.
Whoa. You got yourself a wonder guy. A wonder child.
Not even
one.
7 months old, and she's just crushing it these days.
Crushing it in chess.
Now, did you let her win?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because
this child needs to learn about losing.
Wait, why do you think she's crushing it in chess? She's playing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say I beat her. I just
exactly.
Let her.
We got that. Actually, she's probably really getting the upper hand.
Good point, BJ.
Yeah.
She's like, currently her new thing right now. She's got. It's not chess. It's she likes to hang her head upside down. That's all she does. So like you hold her and she'll just work her way. So she's hanging her head over the couch. So her head's upside down the entire time. She thinks it's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. We pull her back up. She goes right back that way again.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I wonder what she's feeling, like the blood rush to her head.
She
must be like you. She's like, oh, I feel high. I'm like pops.
I don't know, man, but it makes her giggle.
Yeah.
So, you know,
she laughs while she does it.
Oh, yeah, but we don't let her do it for too long because we don't want her to have the blood rush.
Awfully. You guys are good parents.
You know.
Yeah.
It's an instinctual thing, BJ, being a good parent.
We don't let her do it for too long because I think hanging upside down with your neck dangling as a baby who hasn't developed those muscles yet. Yeah, all right.
I mean, sure as us. There it is right there.
Oh, look at her just doing the upside down
thing.
Oh, yeah, there she is, just hanging upside down.
Yeah, we don't see her head because she's too busy hanging upside down.
Isn't it interesting, like, the different quirks, like, different children will do?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember that at all with my kids.
No, we didn't anticipate that being a thing.
Yeah, and you got to be careful because she's top heavy.
Right. So you got to hold on for dear life.
Yeah, otherwise she'll go flying over.
I mean, luckily she's not very, very heavy, but still.
Well, you land on your head at any time is never enough.
No, I mean, as far as like grabbing her and holding her, it's not like a struggle for us.
Oh, I see. Yes, she's still an infant. Yeah. Boy, you know what? You've really got it all figured out, don't you?
Oh, every day we learn something new, BJ.
Yeah, you do. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose.
Someone says, hey, thank you guys. I tried the peanut butter cupcake and it is amazing.
Oh, from Mrs. Freshley's. Where did we get those again?
Walmart.
Okay, nice.
May or may not have had one again this morning. Yeah.
That means Walmart may have the other Mrs. Freshley's as well. Ooh, I'm going to have to, you know what? I go into Walmart and I just go for the zingers on a Hostess, but I do miss Mrs. Freshley's, man. She came through in the clutch for me while Hostess was down for a while.
Some people have some more suggestions for best nicknames in television or movies. I guess
oh,
best
really?
Best nicknames in pop culture.
Okay.
One person says, Migs, what about Booger?
Booger. Oh, Booger, yeah.
Booger.
Oh, he was great.
Curtis Armstrong, his finest role.
It was.
We're VIPs.
Right here.
Very immense penises.
Booger.
Isn't that Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah.
That's so great.
Ah, Booger.
The best.
He's a classic. And he ended up being like one of the judges for King of the Nerds. And one of our own Washingtonians actually won that one year. Kayla LaFrance, who's literally a rocket scientist now for NASA.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
So it was a game show for nerds, like, to be the best nerd ever. And Curtis and Booger was one of the judges.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Someone said, Migs, Boner might be your number one, but I'm going Beaver. It's more of my style.
Oh, Jerry Mathers. I can't remember.
Booger,
Boner, and Beaver. What I'm trying to figure out, because it was on in the 50s, I don't think Beaver was euphemistic for the part yet, was it?
Oh,
when
I don't know.
And they called him Beaver? I can't, because I wasn't alive, so I don't know. Anybody at all who's like in their 70s, did you call the woman's part that, did you use the word Beaver for that? And that's why it was really Hollywood just laughing at us all?
Yeah, do we have a Beaver historian that can help us?
Because I recently watched, I've been watching Lost in, because I love Lost in Space, I have the Blu-ray set, and so you get to watch the commentary. Mm-hmm. And they said back then, they were told, you can't show anything, you have to be this, you have to be that, and you will not show any skin, you'll not show any of this. Back in the 60s, we want to make sure that nothing sexual gets in there at all. And they were laughing at this episode where the prop department decided to make a time traveling, some sort of parallel universe device look like two giant penises. They had big metallic round spheres at the bottom and this giant shaft, and Professor Robinson basically stood next to this giant penis, and they were all laughing like they wouldn't let us show a belly button or any kind of skin, but the big metal penis was not a problem for the department. They just let that fly through, and each and every one of them just all they, that was the whole episode. They go, look, I can't get by the giant penis. I know I'm supposed to comment and give you some other stuff, but the giant penis is cracking me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so they, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to let stuff slide through, you know, and that maybe Beaver was Beaver back in the 50s.
Any
so back in the day, they used to have a street game. So when they see a guy with a beard, they yell out Beaver. And so the earliest kind of relation to this is this limerick from 1927. And it says there was a young lady named Eva, who filled up a bath to receive a. She took off her clothes from head to her toes when a voice at the keyhole yelled, Beaver!
Oh!
Okay, that's the 20s.
Yeah. How about that?
So they literally called Theodore Cleaver Beaver.
Beaver like, Cleaver.
Yeah, but so they probably were, Hollywood was just going, that's right, buddy. Because she kept saying, Ward, you're a little hard on the beaver every time. And I bet that was intentional then, if that was out there.
Oh, it had to have been.
And this is the 50s. Good for them.
Hey, look, you know, juvenile sense of humor knows no decade.
Right. Good for Barbara Billingsley. You know what I mean? She, every time she's like, Ward, don't you think you're hard on the beaver? Yeah, I was.
Someone said, don't forget about Buffalo Butt from Good Times. I forgot.
Buffalo Butt.
He was also called Booger as well.
What?
Yeah, the character. It was the building superintendent, Nathan Bookman.
Oh, wow. I don't remember
that. They all referred to him as Buffalo Butt and then eventually started calling him Booger as well.
I do not remember that, and I watched Good Times. I totally forgot that.
Well, they had a good theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how'd it go?
That I don't know.
Oh, damn it.
Good Times. Oh, wait. Something's on the cooking with... it was a very... I don't know. I don't know if you could sing it. I don't. Actually, I'm not too sure we can sing it without sounding like we're bad people.
Well, is it any worse than the song that we learned about this morning from...
Yeah, Vinnie Mardonis.
Yeah, that guy?
It had a good down-home sort of, like, you know, southern cooking feeling. I think Chitlins was part of the song. Am I right about that?
Says not getting hassled, keep your head above water, making a wave when you can, temporary layoffs, good times, easy credit ripoffs, good times, scratching and surviving, good times, hanging in the chow line, good times, and we're lucky we got them, good times.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking of another song then.
Unless I'm thinking of a different song. No, that's it.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Something's on the grill and it's cooking. I don't know what song that is. Gosh, I don't know. I'm losing my mind.
I know. Yeah,
I know that song.
Is that the Moving On Up to the East Side?
Is it Moving On Up?
Yeah.
All right. Something's on the grill cooking. I don't know what it is.
Now I'm hungry.
Moving on up. Ah, damn it.
On up.
I don't know.
Danny's like, what the hell?
Nobody's helping us either.
Because I have no idea what the hell's going on.
I don't know
what
Jefferson's talking about.
That's the Jeffersons with Food's on the Cook.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
That's it.
Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues getting our turn at bat.
As long as
you live, you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Moving on up.
Okay, well, it doesn't quite sound like that way.
What? Yeah. It sounds exactly that way.
Yeah, that's exactly it, yeah. All right, it is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Well, we figured that out.
Well, the drugs just kicked
in. Two brain-dead idiots trying to figure out a theme song. Yeah. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's the Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Johnny in Seattle, you are on The Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad. Johnny, what you got for us, buddy?
So it goes back to, you guys were just talking about the beaver.
Oh, which, yeah. Good old Leave It to Beaver. And we were wondering if they knew they were naming him about a female body part, euphemistically, if that's what it was.
Yeah. So where the term comes from what I know, is back in, you know, the early or the late 1800s, during the brothels in, like, the Old West.
Yes.
If girls got, you know, something wrong down there and itchy, they would have to shave. And that was a faux pas back then. And so they would make little hair pieces out of beaver pelts. And that's where the name beaver came from.
Oh, because back then, if you didn't have yourself some hedges, they thought, okay, she's got issues.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So if you, you know, if you had a full, you know, full rug, you were considered, you know, a clean girl, and you weren't gonna, you know, guys would pay more. But if you were shaved down there, that means, you know.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I never heard about that before, but that makes a lot of sense. And so, and dudes, I guess dudes didn't pay attention. Now that I think about it, if you're going, if you're doing what you're normally doing back in those days, you're not even getting anywhere near for inspection. So you're like, all right, fine. That looks like everything's fine. I'll go about my business.
Yeah, exactly. They, you know, they were dirty enough back then.
Yeah, and they were drunk, and they were like, whatever, just let me, because I you know, I would be like, okay, if there's a possibility there are beaver pelts, I'm gonna inspect the area before all of a sudden I start embarking on my mission.
Beaver pelt sounds like a euphemism for when someone's by themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah,
they're doing. I'm pelting the beaver.
Pelting the beaver. All right, Vicky, see if you can put that up there on the Urban Dictionary. Say you got a new one for everybody.
Yes.
All righty. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Joe Dredd. Joe, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, you people.
Morning, what's up, Joe? What's up, buddy?
Well, let's keep talking about the beaver, huh?
I don't know. Ward says we're a little hard on the beaver today.
Yeah, you know what? They proved that Barbara Billingsley never did actually say that in an episode. That is a lie. That's an urban myth.
Oh, is that just like beat me up, Scotty? It was never said?
Exactly.
Oh,
but anyway,
let's get
to where now. I sent you guys a text, and Steve didn't read it. So, damn it, I'm going to call because people need to know this. People need this information.
Okay.
But the reason they called him Beaver, and they explained this in the very last episode of the show, that when he was born and they brought him home, introduced him to Wally, and Wally's like, what's his name? His name's Theodore. But Wally was too small to pronounce Theodore. When he tried, it sounded like Beaver, and that's how he got the nickname.
Oh.
How about that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you know what? I didn't watch that final episode. That was the last episode they decided to share that?
Yes. And also, I actually texted you, I think it was yesterday, when you talked about Don Wells and talked about Gilligan's Island. Do you know what Gilligan's first name is?
I have no idea.
It's Willie. They never said it on the show, but Sherwood Schwartz, the creator, shared that in a documentary.
Huh. Oh, so Gilligan was his last name?
Yes.
I always thought that was his first name.
Whose name Gilligan?
Well, think of Vince Gilligan. It's a last name.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I thought Vince Gilligan used that as a stage name because of Gilligan's Island. I didn't know that was Vince's real name.
All right. Well, BJ, can I quiz you?
Uh-oh. Okay, here we go.
The skipper, what was his name?
Alan Hale, right?
His title.
You mean, I used to know this, but I forgot. Is it Abraham?
All of the castaways' names, pal.
Johannes or something?
But, oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Jonas.
Close. Jonas.
Close. Jonas.
What's the last name?
Bonus.
Yeah. Jonas Bonus.
Yeah, of course he's going to
Jonas Crab? I don't know. I don't know. What was his last name?
Skipper was Jonas Grumby.
That's right.
The professor was Roy Hinkle.
All right.
And Marianne was Marianne Furbisher.
Furbisher. Joe, why are you...
Well, that's a naughty...
Yeah, sure is.
Deduction.
Oh, you're wondering why I know this?
Yeah, because I have spots in my brain that I'm like, why do I have stuff in my brain? Why am I keeping space?
A few years ago for Christmas, I requested the box set of Gilligan's Island.
Ah, there awesome. We go. So you got the inside scoop. Nice.
That's right.
So Joe would be on the same page as me, is that it would be great if there was like a fun little resort in like Hawaii or somewhere where all the rooms of the hotels were made to look like the huts over at Gilligan's Island, but with nice beds.
And Steve, to correct you, only Skipper and Gilligan slept in hammocks. The rest had beds.
BJ said hammocks. So,
well, I was telling Steve if he wanted the real experience, he had to get the Skipper and Gilligan experience.
Boom. That's true.
But yeah, you know, sometimes listen to you guys and the misinformation that comes across makes me scream at the radio. So I have to call.
That's why
you speak for many listeners when you say that.
That's why it's good you're here, Joe.
I believe that.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Take my call, guys.
Take it easy.
This text just says, I'm starting to think I'm too young for this show. What, you don't know about Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
You and me both, brother. It is a stupid...
Well, get on it. Get on our level.
I would say this, though. I don't know. Whenever you get to the age that you like to watch old stuff just to see what life was like, you know, not so much that you think if it's a good show, but I'll watch some things just to go, let me see what life was like. Like, whatever they thought. That
really?
Oh,
I never think that.
Yeah. Because think about it. It's visual history because we don't have that a lot for anything, I mean, predating whatever, the 1900s. Not a lot of visual history. But you got 50s and, you know, shows like that.
You're too busy right now, BJ. We just finished all of the kids' baking championships.
Oh, my God. You guys are really, so they're all done?
Yeah, so now we're on to the worst baker competition.
I thought you were trying to finish Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, you're done with it.
We're on a baking endeavor right now.
But it's all kids baking.
No, now this is like bad adults baking.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
No, the kids are good bakers. These adults are awful. They're red rotten.
Yeah.
They're embarrassingly bad.
I'm seeing my wife this weekend, so I have to get back to Duff. We have that last episode of the first season of Duff versus Buddy. We don't know what happened. And they got a whole second season they've dropped already.
You got all that to do, in addition to all the sweet loving.
Oh, God, don't say it that way. And don't look at me when you say that.
Buffing the Duff.
Buffing the Duff? Is that what I'm going to say?
Duff,
hey, honey,
duffing
would you like
the Buff?
Honey, would you like to Duff the Buff or pelt the Beaver? What
pelt
do you say?
The Beaver. Also, pelt the Beaver and see what she says.
That's a great thing. You know, you're really a big help. Thanks. You're making things good.
No, I'm not.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it's this deal. I just woke up to the news that about Puyallup. I hope your family's doing well.
What happened in Puyallup?
There was a big gas leak, apparently, in downtown Puyallup. Luckily, we're not in the downtown part.
Oh, damn. But
There's a good portion of it that's being evacuated because of this gas leak. It started like 3 in the morning, and they still haven't gotten it fully contained. And a big surrounding area in the downtown part of Puyallup
look at that circle.
They're telling people to just shelter in place in your home or in your building if you're in the outer parts. But then there's the actual evacuation part where they're like, get the hell out of that area.
Yeah.
Some of the streets are shut down. Also, I want to remind people, when you see street lights, because some of the street lights are impacted by this and they're flashing or they're just not on, to treat stoplights as four-way stops. It's sad that we have to tell people that, but
that's what a flashing red light always means. Now people don't know that, huh?
Or just no lights at all, because some of them are, the lights are out.
Oh, the lights are completely out. Well, yeah.
So you still treat it as a four-way stop.
That's, I'm glad you said that, buddy.
Yeah, some people don't realize that. They just blow right by.
Damn, dude. Uh-huh. You got to be careful with that gas.
Well, it wasn't me.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, when you're in it like that, man, that's a huge zone downtown Puyallup. All right, watch out for that.
Yeah, shut down the power. It's just a mess.
Yeah. Ugh. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said, you guys got to watch Nailed It. I haven't laughed out loud so hard in a long time. Yeah, that show is awesome. That's on Netflix.
What is that again about?
It's Terrible Bakers.
Oh, there we go.
And they attempt to do something. They give them an example of what they need to do. And then the funniest part of the show is when they first unveil what they created, and it's nothing like what the original design was.
Yeah, I feel like that would be me. I'd be guy 100%.
Same here.
Yeah, I'm not. I would freak out. I don't know why I get so nervous and panicky when it comes to cooking, but I do. I just don't want any part of it. I love eating, but I don't want to be the one that has to prepare anything.
One texter shared a story about what they're not allowed to do at work. Weird workplace rules. We're not allowed to laugh out loud. My boss thinks that we're secretly laughing at him, and well, sometimes we are. Imagine that's a rule.
Gosh, I have to tell you, it just goes to show you that any moron can run a business, because we've heard some of these, and it just is so completely unprofessional, some of the rules at these workplaces. But that's what happens if you're not in a multi-skillion-dollar company. You know, you got these bosses who, you know, they run their mid-level business, and they're idiots.
Well, you say that, but there's a multi-skillion-dollar business known as the WWE, and Vince McMahon is known for getting mad that you're not allowed to sneeze at the workplace, because apparently that shows that you're not strong enough to stop the sneeze.
Yeah, it's a weakness. I'm not too sure. I mean, that's the one multi-skillion-dollar business that I really question the intelligence of everybody involved.
He makes a lot of smart decisions. He did really well with the XFL.
Yeah, he did.
Both times.
Yeah. And it's a, you know, I've never
still
been
still mad about that. We never finished the season, guys.
Sorry, buddy.
I see Thrill, and he has the Dragons hat on, and I got the Dragon sticker in the office, and you know, I got the hoodie and everything, and it's just like, we never finished the season.
Well, arguably, it was just as well. Sure, it would have been cool to see what PJ Daniels could have done with the team, but we were not going anywhere.
It was BJ time.
Yeah. Yes, it was. It always is BJ time.
Yeah, and then they just got like, stop.
And that's it. It's not coming back from what I can
Most
tell,
likely
right?
likely not.
Yeah. No.
Man,
pretty
sad.
Poor, I mean, that is funny. I mean, it looked like it was going to be a success. I mean, we started telling people, ha-ha, you thought it was going to go down the toilet, but it looks like it's having a pretty decent run.
Yeah, here in Seattle and St. Louis as well had very good attendance, and the other places, some weren't as great as others, but they were doing well enough to warrant a second season.
Yeah, people were excited about it. People dug what was going on, and, you know, a groundswell thing for a season, yeah. I mean, I think that it could have grown, and, well, thank you, COVID.
So it says Rev's been gone a couple days, and now there's a massive gas leak in Puyallup.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, good call. All right, we got a question that we have to answer. It's an important question. What do Ryan Castle and Garth Brooks have in common? You're going to find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Garth Brooks have in common?
Is it our hairlines, BJ?
It is.
It's a matter of...
Is it because we have friends in low places?
And that's 99% of the text messages right there.
You got it. You hit it right on the head, buddy.
Both have friends in low places. Steve.
Oh.
I'm not friends with Garth Brooks.
Not yet. No.
I like to be.
Oh,
so I want some of that Garth Brooks rub.
He's got some cash. No doubt.
Rub means cash in your mind?
That's a good energy.
Oh, that's what I wasn't sure if it was barbecue thing. Or...
So I'm stuck with the BJ rub, right? Yeah. I'm just miserable.
You take that Garth Brooks rub and you turn it into money.
Yeah. Ah, that's what it is. Okay. Well, Garth Brooks, I'll tell you right now, he just made himself some more money. Over 350,000 people were at that drive-in watching him live stream a simulcast concert on Saturday. Now, drive-ins all over America.
Wasn't that like $100 a ticket?
Yeah.
That's pretty good money.
That's a lot of money.
I got to tell you, I've never seen a group of adults more wasted on Coors Light in my life than I did at the Garth Brooks concert at Tacoma Dome. The idea of people driving in to see a Garth Brooks concert absolutely terrifies me.
Yeah, that's a fact. Largest one-night show ever at an outdoor theater, at outdoor theaters in North America. They followed the CDC guidelines, staff wearing personal protective equipment, vehicles parked 6 feet away from each other, limited capacity in restrooms, and friends in low places.
Making babies to the Thunder Rolls.
And money, $35 million, if my math is right.
Wow. Oh! Nice. Ryan Castle, he's only got 12. A 12-pack. That's up next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Stanley Kubrick, who is also known for other movies, besides 2001, A Space Odyssey. Turns out, the spacesuit from the film's leading character is up for auction. Many believe that it could fetch between $200,000 and $300,000.
What was the main track? Was that it?
No, that's Close Encounters.
Oh, damn it.
No.
Oh, Ric Flair's theme song.
I'm done with you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.